I'm John Lemley, glad to have you along on this Thursday for City Cafe. In his blog earlier this month, NPR science correspondent Robert Krulwich focused on a 1962 theory that proposes that the great dinosaurs were eliminated by a giant influx of, get ready for this, moths and butterflies. It's a complicated hypothesis, and we don't have time to get into all that right now, but there's a link on our website. Now, the reason I bring up this David versus Goliath story about butterflies and dinosaurs is because one of these creatures is the impetus behind an outdoor festival north of Atlanta this weekend, one of the budget-friendly events previewed now by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Shane Harrison. Welcome in.
Well, it's good to be here.
So, Shane, what do you think? Is it possible that the mighty dinosaur was done in by a little insect with pretty wings?
Well, stranger things have happened on our planet. I mean, someone thought that Ashton Kutcher could play a human being in The Butterfly Effect, so...
So no dinosaurs, no Ashton this weekend, but lots of butterflies.
Yeah, there are lots of butterflies up in Roswell at the Chattahoochee Nature Center. They're having their annual Flying Colors Butterfly Festival. And this is one of my favorite events of the year. It's a really cool thing. If you love butterflies, and I mean, who doesn't? I mean, they're just beautiful things. It's just always a pleasure when you see one out in nature. And here, you'll get to see a bunch of them all at one time. One of the best parts of this is their butterfly release that they do. They do it several times over the course of the weekend, and they just let a bunch of them go, and the color and the spectacular array of butterflies that you'll see is just, it's stunning. It really is.
And this is a two-day event.
Yeah, it's 2 days. It's happening at the Chattahoochee Nature Center up in Roswell. That's Saturday and Sunday. And those butterfly releases will be happening at 11 and 1:30 on Saturday, and then 1:30 and 3:30 on Sunday. And the entry fee is $12.
Shane, in 2007, Mel Brooks adapted his 1974 movie Young Frankenstein for the stage.
Together again for the first time, we've only met in a dream.
Now, Shane, Mel Brooks' monster hit is Attacking Decatur.
Yeah, that's right. Onstage Atlanta is doing the musical version of Young Frankenstein, or Frankenstein. If you haven't seen the movie, it's one of the funniest things created in the 70s, bar none. And Onstage Atlanta is going to be doing that. And they're doing it in their new home. If you hadn't heard, they've moved. They used to be in Suburban Plaza there in Decatur. But now they're up on East Ponce, not too far from the DeKalb Farmers Market. So they're doing Young Frankenstein. It opens tonight, actually, but you'll have plenty of opportunities to see it. It runs through August 17th.
Don't know where to go to. Why don't you go where passion sits?
Shane, the Scottish group Camera Obscura is coming to Atlanta.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite bands. They're really, really fun. They make this really timeless music. It's very melodic. It's very poppy. But it's also very smart. It just has this sort of summery quality to it. Tracy Ann Campbell, their lead singer, just has this really sweet voice and these very catchy melodies that just stick in your head and you can't get rid of them. They're going to be playing this weekend. It's Saturday night at Variety Playhouse. And if you get your tickets in advance, it's $18.50. If there are any left, it'll be $20 at the door.
Shane, thank you so much, as always, for coming in with your budget-friendly events. We look forward to your coming back in next Thursday.
Well, I'll look forward to it as well.
For more information about any of the events that Shane and I have discussed over the past few minutes, you can find details with links at wabe.org/citycafe.